swallowing hard, she raised fingers that trembled ever so slightly and began to type.
Dear Papa, I know you are gone, and I will never be able to laugh with you, or hug you, or listen to your wisdom ever again. I know that you have become one with the Force, and that in a way you will always be with me. But that gives me very little comfort now, when I'm missing you so much. Master Skywalker spoke with me about how he had felt when he lost his mentor, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Even though Obi-Wan had been with him for a very short time, Master Skywalker speaks eloquently of the pain of the loss and the comfort that he found when Ben, for whom my own dear Ben is named, found a way to return to him. Dearest Papa, you have always guided and supported me, gently steering me through the myriad challenges that have come my way as a Jedi. No daughter could have asked for a better father. No apprentice could have asked for a wiser master. I cannot tell you how much I miss.
The door slid open, and Ben stood there, bleary with sleep, concern on his face.
Vistara, what are you doing?
Frantically, she rushed to delete the file, then turned, startled and angry at his intrusion.
What are you doing, Ben, walking into my room at this hour?
But she couldn't distract him. He had suddenly become very, very awake, and he sprang for the computer. She shoved at him, and he whirled on her.
What were you doing?
It's none of your business,
she said heatedly.
Why are you even here?
I heard you crying, and you didn't answer when I knocked. I got worried, so I overrode the lock, he said,
his voice hard and angry and cold and sharply at odds with the tenderness of the words. She was taken aback, and as she blinked, she realized that there were indeed tears clinging to her dark lashes.
Apparently, I didn't need to be concerned, Ben continued.
His hand shot out and gripped her wrists.
Move!
Embarrassment, hurt, and anger rushed through her. Her eyes narrowed, and she force-shoved him back. Not expecting it, although he should have, Ben barely reacted in time to keep from slamming against the bulkhead. He turned in midair, landed, albeit imperfectly, on his feet, and lifted a hand sharply. To her complete shock, Vistara felt an invisible hand crack across her cheek. He had used the Force not to defend himself or to restrain her, but to strike her in anger.